Twice a month, Lexington area citizens who have lost sons, brothers, or other family members to drug overdoses gather together. While lacking in formality, their gatherings always provide a family atmosphere for those experiencing life after loss. It's a Tuesday night at Broadway Christian Church.
What we can do about getting them help and their families, because, you know, addiction is...
On this night, it's three people who have lost family members to heroin overdoses. Tanya Meek's 19-year-old son Seth died in December of 2014.
We knew that he was using marijuana and alcohol, but heroin kind of threw us all off. You know, and I just kind of, mostly just for my mental state, I needed answers.
Dale Sanders' 32-year-old son Heath passed away from a heroin overdose in April of 2013.
I was in the ministry for 25 years. That's not supposed to happen to a minister's family, but that's what heroin does. It does not discriminate.
For Jennifer Stamper, it was her 28-year-old brother James, who had used heroin for a couple of years when he died in July 2016.
He was just so addicted, and I guess he couldn't see the end of the tunnel. And he just, I guess, thought he couldn't do it. It's hard.
Stamper says she feels like a piece of her childhood is gone. Amy Baker with Lexington's Substance Abuse and Violence Intervention Program coordinates the bi-monthly meetings. She says the ongoing effort is to reach others who have similar experiences.
We know there's people that we're not reaching. So, you know, we want to try to do that. We've reached out to funeral homes. We reach out to however we can to get the word out.
Dale Sanders' family has started Help End Addiction to Heroin, or HEATH, in recognition of their son. Part of their focus is offering educational talks in churches. Dale says a variety of emotions are expressed in the group.
Sometimes we do get here and cry, and sometimes we laugh. But in this group, one of the unique things about it is we want to talk about our kids. And so many people around us, even our closest family members, don't know what to say.
Tanya Meeks echoes that sentiment. She founded a nonprofit awareness and education group, Stop Heroin Lexington. It works to expand distribution of the overdose-reversing agent Narcan. Tanya has felt shunned by some family members.
If somebody else's in the family's children are doing well and great things, they don't want to tell me about it because they don't want to hurt my feelings or whatever is making them uncomfortable.
Meek says she wants other children in her extended family to be successful at whatever they do. While there were just four people in this life after loss meeting, Dale says sometimes there are 10 or more in the group. He says everyone is different with various feelings. Sanders and his wife go to the cemetery often to visit their son's grave. That's something Jennifer hasn't done yet.
I don't feel him there. I feel him in my car with me when I hear one of his favorite songs come on the radio, or when it's just me up at night. I feel him still with me.
Life After Loss meets the first and third Tuesday evenings at Broadway Christian Church. This Saturday, the annual Overdose Awareness Day event will be held at Lexington's Jacobson Park. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.